This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast feature review. That's right, folks. We're doing Captain Marvel today.
That's it. I'm Paul. He's Wayne.
What's up?
Captain Marvel, straight into it then, is, of course, the latest film in the MCU, the 21st film, in fact. It is the first to feature a female lead and stars Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. Or
Marvel. See, the other guy, the Annette Bening, that's Marvel.
Captain Marvel. It's like Mahershala Ali. I was going to say this. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Eat a dick, everyone. Okay, it is directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, written by them, Meg LaFeu, Nicole Perlman, and Geneva Robertson-Duart. Apart from Brie Larson, has Samuel L. Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Gilman Hyonsu, Lee Pace, and Gemma Chan, as well as Annette Bening and Clark Gregg and Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Pretty big cast there. It's 124 minutes long. It has a budget of $152 million, and already, as we record on basically Saturday night American time, it was $188.4 million it has pulled in.
Of course it's going to.
It's going to be huge. Well, what's it about, Wayne?
So Captain Marvel...
And good luck.
Yeah, I know. Captain Marvel is a Kree, which is a race of warrior badass people who are kind of like the space police or like space army who go around doing badass things and they have guns and shit and they all have some sweet skills.
Well, she's not Captain Marvel at this point. She's Vree, right?
She's Kree, yeah.
Is her name Vree?
They called her Veers. Veers.
Yeah, you're right. Veers.
Yeah. They said Veers. So
I'm doing real well here. Let's continue. What a fucking broke-ass podcast this one is.
I actually think this is going to give you some interesting insights. Okay. So anyway, the movie opens like that. There's this team of Kree badasses, including Jude Law, who's kind of a mentor to Brie Larson, and they're all hunting down the Skrulls, who are a race of green dudes with Spock ears who can shapeshift, and they generally appear to be the bad guys. Then Captain Marvel gets separated from her crew. She crashes to Earth in the 90s. The Skrulls also crash to Earth, so she's on a hunt for them. She teams up with the young Nick Fury because it's the 90s, and together they go about being like buddy cops who are all both trying to save the Earth. And the hijinks continue from there.
Okay. All right, that's not a bad effort at all. All right, Wayne. It's obviously going to be big, as we've already discussed. It is the precursor to Avengers Endgame. It puts the last pieces of the Marvel Cinematic Universe puzzles into place before we see how it all ends with the 22nd film of, or the end of Phase 3 anyway.
Endgame.
What did you think of Captain Marvel?
Let me start by saying that...
We saw it separately.
I went to the advanced screening with
thanks
lots
to
of
Tash
people.
Jerkin thanks for that. Yes. You got to see there. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, so you saw it first.
Right, so that was a cinema full of people who were obviously fans, and it started really well. At the beginning, I don't think it's a spoiler to say, the usual Marvel Animation Studios logo thing has been completely changed to be Stan Lee. Like, and it says, thanks for everything, Stan. Everyone clapped in my cinema.
Yeah, I could see that. There was a bristling of appreciation.
Oh, it was huge.
And my girlfriend leaned over to me and said, well, who's that?
Yeah, see, I had a close group there. So I'm actually thinking, oh, we're in great shape. Because everyone's on board, right? This is serviceable at best.
Ooh.
This movie here is...
hot takes, get your hot takes.
I'm telling you, like, the I don't know. I think that this whole movie... One, it doesn't do the same things other movies do, where you've got this underdog person who then has something happen to them, then they become a hero and they can come right back and now they can do things they didn't do before. Shit like that. This ain't that. She's already the balls when you meet her.
That's true.
Right? So there's not a lot of arc for that character.
Or the ovaries.
Right. What?
Well, she's not the balls. She's the ovaries.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She ain't got the breeze. So... but what I think would say is like it's a lot of pew 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 and that's kind of exciting and there's a lot of like, you know, obviously CGI work and you know, the Samuel Jackson, the de-aging thing, forget about it.
It's phenomenal.
That's as good as I can. I forgot he was old.
It's brilliant.
Amazing.
Whatever Marvel are doing, however they're doing it.
What they've done, I don't know how they swung that, but it's so good. It's obviously impressive. That's where the money went, right? But as for the character itself, Captain Marvel, I find that I couldn't connect with her very heavily. Really? What the fuck? Yeah.
Bit of an effect on there.
Oh, yes, you did.
Space effect, Marvel.
Well done, old man.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I don't know. This wasn't like... I don't want to compare it to Wonder Woman, but I think DC did it better. Because my issue is you don't...
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. I think this is... All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here is one white dude and one brown dude.
Okay.
Talking about a female-led action film. What we are not are haters. And I want to state that from the get-go. I must admit, I wasn't that excited by Captain Marvel. Not because it's a woman leading it, but because it's just getting in the way. Exactly the same way I wasn't excited about Ant-Man and the Wasp. I don't care. Get me to Endgame.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the big things that this movie has working against it is you've got an entire sort of, you know, swath of people. Basically, all the Marvel fans are watching Captain Marvel looking for answers.
Yeah.
They're looking for something that gets them towards Endgame. Give me something I need to know. And this movie isn't that.
She's clearly going to be a critical part of Endgame.
Yeah.
Right? And that's absolutely fine.
So you need to understand.
So we need to know where she comes from, yep, and all the rest of it. So totally. It's necessary. But I question the planning of putting this out 6 weeks before Endgame, 7 weeks before Endgame drops into cinemas. Like,
because what?
Well, I feel like it's almost tripping over. Like, everyone's excited about Endgame. Like, lots of people are excited about Captain Marvel too.
Mm.
But I feel like it's kind of stepping on. She doesn't have a cape, but if you did, it's stepping on her cape.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
In other words, and it also suffers from prequelitis, which is there are no stakes here. You know exactly where it's all going to end up. You know who's going to have what. You know that probably Nick Fury, we're going to see why he's got an eye patch on the entire time. You know that we have to explain where Captain Marvel's been since this film, which is set in the mid-90s.
Mm.
All that, you know all these things. No one's in any danger.
Yeah.
There are no stakes. And it's almost reflected in the character, like you said. She has two modes in this film, and she plays both modes really well.
Hmm.
Brie Larson plays to her strengths, and her strengths are sort of this very confident, very sassy, or very angry person. That's all she does in the film. There's no vulnerability.
Yes, that's it.
There's no moment where I went like, oh, she's in trouble. And it's partly because it's a prequel, but it's also because they write her to be, like you said, the Vries from the get-go. There's never a question she's going to win this film. And so I was disengaged partly as a result.
The stakes were low, mm-hmm, right? And that's the other problem as well. She's got like, I don't know, you need to, if you've got a female lead in, or any lead really, but like I think in particular a female lead, with a man lead, you need to kind of respect him, or you need to think he's the bomb.
I respect the shit. I did think she was the bomb.
No,
and I do believe she's the most powerful Avenger now. More powerful than the Hulk. More powerful than
Thor.
What
gave you that idea?
Because that's a spoiler. I almost said a spoiler.
Well, let me put it this way.
There's
right?
definitely going to be spoilers in this, so we are definitely going to keep this clear.
Yeah, we'll keep it clear. Good. But I'll tell you this, right? This is not a spoiler. We're told by the marketing for this movie that she's the most powerful Avenger there is, right? Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that anywhere in this movie.
Well, I will, in the spoiler section, I'll show you the part. I will tell you the part. I won't show you. I will tell you.
Right, but...
And I'm surprised I'm having to do that.
Dude, Thor took a sun to the chest. Okay? That's the current...
He took the rays from a sun. It would have given everyone else a slight burn.
Bitch, everyone... No one's... the only one doing that is like getting that is Thor. So that's the current high watermark for powerfulness in Marvel. I didn't see her do anything like that here. So whatever, man. I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Hulk wouldn't even come out to fight Thanos. That's how wimpy he is.
Yeah, the Hulk... I mean, I don't think the Hulk could take a sun to the chest, son. That's what I'm saying. So...
Maybe it's a Thor versus Captain Marvel thing, but we'll
all right. Well, we're in the spoilers.
Come back to that. Look, what I think the film did do well. So, look, overall, I'm kind of with you. I think this is lesser MCU. It's in the bottom half of the films for me. It's not as good as the recent. Oh, I take that back. It's way better than Ant-Man and the Wasp. Way better.
No way. Ant-Man and the Wasp was better than this
Ant-Man
one.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was
Ant-Man
shit.
Ant-Man
and
was better than this one. Shit, I can't believe it. Bitch, please, hang on a second. Let me also, like...
Let me finish that thought for you.
Bitch, please. Let me back up. There was a couple of good things I should say about this movie as well, okay?
Yeah.
A ton of winks and nods in the film, okay? Some people online have problems with that. Like, I personally loved it. Waiting for a CD to ROM to boot up.
That was funny.
Crap. I thought that was all very
one
funny.
One of the, I would say, 30% of the humor that hit. There was a lot of dead air in this film. A lot of, like, pause for laughter.
There's definitely
no one in my cinema
very
was laughing.
Very few yucks, all right? Yes. For sure. I think that Ben Mendelsohn as a Skrull is fantastic. He's even doing his Australian voice with a lisp in it. And it still works really well. So I
wonder if that's because the prosthetics around his mouth from the mask.
No, that's how he talks, man. You
really?
Know it. Yeah,
has he got a lisp?
Yeah, like a motherfucker, man.
Is he the one that went down on the girl or the one that's... Oh, no, he was...
What?
Was it... Remember in Idiot Box?
Yeah.
You went the growl on her?
No, it was the other guy. So
yeah, but he's the one that's saying that, right?
Yeah, he's like...
You went the growl on her? That's wrong! I don't remember there being a lisp.
The way he
deep
talks...
Deep cut.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure he's not... Well, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, okay. Yeah, he's the bomb. And I think that's kind of it. Like, those are the best things about the film for me.
Okay, well, here's some other things I also enjoyed about the film. The cat.
Now, this is weird because Paul actually owned and owns cats now.
Yeah, I do.
And even when he was a kid and it wasn't cool, he had a cat anyway and we all called him a bitch. But it's like, so if Paul doesn't like the cat, there's a reason. Let's hear it.
No.
Like, you do like the cat. Like, okay, now it makes sense. Fuck.
Yes, the cat is a pro. I'm really pleased that Marvel has caught up. Even though I would probably agree I liked Wonder Woman more than this film, I'm glad that MCU is belatedly catching up and thrusting a female character front and center.
They had to, motherfucker. They had to.
Yeah, they had to, but I'm glad they finally have. Mm. Like, we had to wait too long for this, or Black Widow, or whatever else to come along. So I think it's important from that perspective, and that's a good thing. So again, fuck these internet nerds who are trolling Rotten Tomatoes and made Rotten Tomatoes change their whole way they operate to bring the approval rating of this film down before it opens as some kind of campaign against Brie Larson not taking their shit. Like, just fuck right off.
Who the fuck has got time to do this shit?
I just, it blows my mind that your world is so fucking rocked by a woman being the front and center of a superhero campaign. Fuck.
This is just the unwashed masses.
Yeah, okay. Now I'll sit back into my white, middle-aged white man box. Let everyone else fight that battle. I think the other thing, which I really liked, my favorite part of the film, is a massive spoiler. So,
all right. So,
is there anything else you want to say, generally speaking, about the film before we hit the spoiler button?
Yeah, I just want to say this. You know, just one last Wonder Woman comparison. When Wonder Woman's like kind and nice to these people and smiling, and I felt empowered when she was deflecting bullets in that fucking
No Man's Land scene is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, right? And I felt swelled as even not just as a man, but as a person. Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
in what way were you swelled? Wayne?
Yeah, it wasn't a dick swell. It wasn't. It was more like a respect swell. So, and trust me, it's got nothing to do with dick. So. I stand resolute, motherfucker.
Jesus.
But I don't get any of those things from this girl at all. So my problem is that she wasn't written well enough. She did a good job with what she had, but she's not charming enough. She's not like cool enough. She's not.
Oh, I disagree. I think she's cool.
I don't think she's cool enough. Like,
I think she's cool. I think she's charming. I just don't think she has that emotional. And the whole point of the film, arguably, is she's learning to work with her emotions rather than as Jude Law is instructing her the entire way through the film. You've got to clamp down on that. There's no room for an emotion in a warrior. So the film is trying to make a point. It almost fails because...
Not effectively, yeah. So...
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of this is to do with a couple of directors who are indie only and give this huge budget and this huge tapestry. And I just don't think...
They don't know how to handle that budget. Well, that's it. Like, she's got a friend in this movie, her sort of a co-pilot or whatever who has a daughter. I felt nothing with that friendship. I felt, like you said, there's no vulnerability with her. She's just, you never think she's going to like have any problem. And also, there was nothing to connect with. I couldn't hang on to it. It fell flat for me.
Could it be, yet again this year, that Wayne is going to be...
God, enough of this shit!
Oh, God,
this is fucking bullshit!
Best sound drop on the show.
First of all, I'm never going to be that guy because I couldn't be that Lemmy if I tried. So, but look, you know, I'm actually really surprised that you're sucking this movie's dick a little bit.
No.
A little bit.
You mean going down this movie?
Yeah, sort of lapping it up.
look, I didn't love it. I just don't think I had the problems that you have. In fact, I'm sure our scores are going to be very similar in the end.
It probably will be, but maybe you just mean...
I do have some drawbacks. I do think they largely revolve around the very jumbled first act, very disengaging, kind of throwing you in the deep end. It's like,
you're immediately in space.
Unless
like,
you are,
fuck?
And I have to clarify here, I'm not an MCU fan. I don't read the comics. I came into this knowing next to nothing about Marvel, and I didn't want to. I wanted to experience this completely cold.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so...
No, that's fine.
Skrulls and Kree.
No idea.
What she's doing here. I'm like, so the first act, I'm like, this is what? Just settle down here, would you please?
And the movie has no right to rely on your prior knowledge of anything.
I agree. It has to stand alone. Yeah. And we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Let me say one more thing before we go spoilers. Okay. There's a scene where she's kicking ass to the song, I'm Just a Girl, by No Doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, now hang on a sec. The scene didn't completely fail. I didn't mind it. The way it was shot, it was... Okay.
That's the best action scene in the movie.
Yeah, but the thing is, because of the way it was handled or something, it looked to me like a broke-ass Guardians of the Galaxy action scene. It didn't quite... Like a broke-ass version of it.
I would 100% agree with you. The action in this film is some of the worst we've seen in MCU.
It's just not...
and it's not because, can I clarify, before you at us, it's not because it's a woman
at all. No one thinks
it's
that.
Because it's not well filmed, it's not well blocked.
None of this has anything to do well whether it's staged. A girl or woman. No. It's how does it suit the character, how does it suit the story.
That scene is the exception. I wish we had a girl with a different song choice, or even just a score.
I didn't think... Please. I didn't think it was terrible, but it was a very blunt point.
I know, and it was just on the nose. It wasn't necessary.
That's right. I didn't go, at least when I saw it, but I noticed that I was thinking about it, so that's a problem. Mm. So anyway, yeah, okay.
All right, there we go. That's our non-spoiler thoughts. So look, do I recommend? Yes. If you are an MCU fan, absolutely see this film. If you're not an MCU fan, there is nothing for you here that's going to get you on board. That's right. 21 films in, why would you be doing this if you're not? So, or at least if you don't have a passing interest.
Basically, the value of this movie, if you're looking for answers, is in the end credits. That's it.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
In the next section that is called Spoilers. All right, have at it, Wayne.
All right.
What have you been holding back on that you wish to say?
Cool. Now, the thing I liked, which I couldn't mention before, was that the conflict, like the Skrulls, I liked. I know it's an old thing, but I liked that they end up being good guys.
Oh, that's exactly it.
That was a good thing.
I didn't see that coming. It does question a couple of the things that they do early in the film. Yes, if they're the good guys.
It does. You're very evil for people who are good guys.
Yeah, I'm not quite buying some of this.
No.
But nevertheless, I did. I spent the next half an hour waiting for the flip back. Like, ha ha ha, we fooled you once they got up to the ship. But they never did. And so Mendo.
Because once they put kids in the mix, that's
yes,
it.
Yes. Mendo got to show a bit of range, a bit of depth, despite the mask that he was wearing, which was nice. Like you said, he had more to do in this particular film.
Mendo is a
so
lot
that's my favorite
than
bit of the whole film, and that elevates it for me that it had that change.
I think that is the best part of the film. One thing is that the conflict between the Skulls and the Kree, that's not well handled. All you know as an audience is that these two races don't like each other. Why? Don't know.
Yeah, the Skrulls are impinging upon the Kree's borders. That's kind of all I got from the first act.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. And let's talk about the Tesseract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I like how the Tesseract was in this. It's been around since Phase 1, gave me a bit of nostalgia. Great, but there's almost a little bit of retcon or something here. We're told in the previous Marvel films that the Tesseract was found by Howard Stark. So then when he was looking for Captain America, he found the Tesseract. We're not sure what year that happened or whatever. But then apparently Howard Stark got that thing and then gave it to Mar-Vell for some reason. Don't know why. Then she used it to create a lightspeed piece of tech. And then it doesn't not fit, but it seems like they're hoping you're forgetting a few things here. Like it doesn't really fit in. And when the Avengers happened, right?
Mm.
Sam Jackson.
Loki takes it out of the shields.
Yeah, that's it, right? Now, I don't know. So it's obviously been around. Okay, that's fine. The way that the Avengers and S.H.I.E.L.D. react when the space guys come down from space and try and destroy New York, there's actually a scene where Black Widow says, "We're not trained for this," right? Which means it's like, holy shit, there's space people. But guess what?
It should have been.
Yeah, Nick Fury knew about it in the 90s. Okay. Does he not tell anyone this shit?
Yeah, that's fair.
So there's a little bit of that going on. Right?
I, to be honest, I don't really care.
I know you don't care.
But it could be the kind of thing that annoys the really hardcore fan for sure.
It just seems a little odd. So that's. I mean, I'm saying this is that. Yeah, this movie did fail to light my fire, shall we say?
Okay.
What about you?
The cat thing was pretty funny. Although my problem is, okay, the cat's great, and the tentacle, was it Flex? I can't remember what the name of it was. Something started with F. What's it doing? What's it doing in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Flurkin.
What's it doing? Has it infiltrated? What's its purpose? Why is it staying as a cat?
Is the idea that it came down when the meteor shower, like...
They don't explain it at all.
What is that?
And more importantly, no one asks the question. Like, why doesn't Fury at some point go, what is this thing doing here? Even though he's made an attachment to it. What is this thing doing here? And why are we cool with it being here?
Yeah. I know, because he brought the cat along because it pissed off Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, once you know it's an alien, why is he not questioning its purpose?
Well, it did save them.
Yes,
nevertheless. By eating all the bad guys. Maybe it's on their team, you know?
Yeah.
I know. I wouldn't go kissing it.
I would want some communication. Yeah, and the fact that it scratches his eye out, I thought was really lame.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have a problem with this.
Because lame.
In the comics, Nick Fury lost his eye in the Second World War.
Okay.
Right?
He's obviously older.
Oh, yeah, it was in the 50s that they started, right? Yep. And so the idea is that, you know, like that's how a man loses his eye, not from a scratch, like from a cat bitch thing, right? So a lot of people have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, I have to say. The other thing which bothered me a bit is the very end of the film. So Captain Marvel says, I'm going to finish off Mar-Vell's work and I'm going to help the Skrulls find
all of their people, their refugees.
The rest of them, and set them up. And she's gone for 23 years.
Yeah.
that to me was, and Nick Fury was like, yeah, cool. See ya.
Well, would it,
peace out.
The question is, yeah, would he not have called them during the first Avengers movie? Yep. You know what I mean? Like, you think that's when, yep. Oh, these are space people. You know who I know from yep. space? Yeah, that.
Don't call this an emergency. Yeah, this is an emergency.
Yeah, so that, I mean, this
that's
is
tough as well. But like, that's your excuse for being away for 23 years.
I thought it was.
You got better things to do around the universe, maybe, but you never bothered to check in. You never, like, you know, the Tesseract.
I don't know. It's,
the source of all this. To me, it was
23 years, a long time. Very. To not be doing shit. Well, let's talk about the end credit scene then. So that's what I came for. Okay. End credit scene. Mid-credit. Everyone. Mid credits, right? Yes. She comes, you know, they're like, wow, who's on the other end of this beat pager thing? And then she just turns up, right? Mm. Where's Nick Fury? Long story short.
They're going to have to show that again, aren't they, in Avengers Endgame?
I think so, because they do that a lot, like in Ant-Man.
Because how could they possibly not? Otherwise, she's just there, and if you haven't seen this film, you're like, whoa, where the fuck has she come from?
Absolutely, absolutely. Other than that, it will be a refilmed version of it. But it was just very exciting.
They'll have to do some kind of...
It was exciting to see Captain America, and like, ooh, these guys are here, what the fuck is there? I was like, pissing off. I'm going to fucking crap my pants when Endgame comes. And you know what?
Yeah.
Endgame could have the same problem that this movie had, where you know all of the characters live because there's already movies that they're in that are being advertised. So... It's going to have to be something really special.
Yeah, look, I said in my review, and the reason why Infinity War was not my number one film of last year, and it was like at 4, and
it's because still,
it depends on how good Endgame is. Because it is effectively, it's half a film.
I got to tell you something. I'm shitting my pants in anticipation for Endgame. I really, really look. That's the biggest, most I look forward to a movie in years.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
All right.
All right, well, that is our review of Captain Marvel. Let us give it a final score, Wayne, for the masses. What did you give this film?
62.
Yeah, okay.
What did you get?
For all your shitting on it.
No, 62 for a Marvel film is shit.
I gave it a 62.
Then how come you're talking it up so much?
Because it's fine.
See, this is it. The score's fuck all. It's how do you feel? How do you tell someone about it? Let me ask you this. Are you... Okay, so you said you'd recommend it to a Marvel fan, to a not-Marvel fan.
Correct.
You could say that about any Marvel movie.
I wouldn't recommend Ant-Man the Wasp to anyone.
Okay, I recommend...
Completely unnecessary. Don't bother.
Ant-Man the Wasp is great. It was better than this movie.
Iron Man 2. Completely shit. Don't bother.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Incredible.
Oh, no, wait. Iron Man 2 had the dancing dude. Dancing Sam.
Completely shit. Don't bother.
Completely great. It's not great.
Thor the Dark World. Absolute mess.
I can't even remember Thor the Dark World. Don't bother. Yeah.
So there are a few films which are pants.
But I think this... I don't know if this is quite on that level.
No, it's not. I'm saying it's not. I'm saying it's better than that. This for me, much better, man. This for me is Captain America First Avenger level.
Captain America First Avenger was fucking fantastic. Nah, I would recommend that trilogy to anyone who hasn't seen Marvel movies. And have often. Anyway.
Okay. So same score.
But two very different.
I am framing it as a positive. Wayne's basically framing it as a negative. There you go.
Yeah, well, like
I said. Make that work out however you can. All right, if you want to get in touch with us, let us know what you thought of this review or indeed other parts of the show. You can hit us up on Twitter at TheCountdownPC. Our email address is thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at ccradio.com.au along with some other great shows as part of the Comic Confidential Radio Network, CC Radio Network. And lastly, Facebook listener community. Link is in the show notes.
There you go.
All right, that's it from us. We'll see you next week with our next feature review. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne. Thanks, folks. We'll see you real soon.
I always try to step on it. And this has been the Soundboard.
How would you like to suck my balls? Oh, shit.
It's
pure shit. Shit house.
Wait.
Suck it.
It's Tuesday for the main show.